Praise the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord again. We want you to turn with us. Our first verse of Scripture is going to be Matthew 24:24. We'll just read that one verse there, and then we're going to go to Judges, the 16th chapter. Yes. The title of the message tonight is Be Not Deceived. And with the help of the Lord tonight, I'm going to try to help you and those of you who are here tonight that are going to be going to college or going away, and those of you who are maybe listening to this on our website or via a CD or whatever it might be, who may be going away to college or already in college, I hope that this ministers to you as well. But it's not a message just to the ones that are going to college. It's a message to all of us because, again, with the help of the Lord tonight, I'm going to point out to you how easily you can be deceived if you let your guard down. If you don't keep your guard up, if you don't keep yourself where you need to be. And I'm going to also show you tonight with the help of the Lord some ways that you can be deceived and things that you can be deceived by that you may not even be aware of, and you may be surprised tonight at some of the things that can deceive you or some of the people that can deceive you. So the first scripture tonight is Matthew 24:24. It says, "For there shall rise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." You may be seated. You are the very elect. You are the called of Christ. And what this is saying here is ministers or religion. Amen? If you're not careful, if you don't keep your guard up, you can be deceived. And we see this today. Do we not? Do we not see people who are running all over the world because, and if you go on into the scripture here, it talks about, you know, they'll say Christ is here and Christ is there. Well, Christ is only one place, and that's at the right hand of the Father. But we see this. We see how different so-called evangelists and different so-called ministers and different so-called prophets are leading people down a path of destruction. They are deceiving people. And people are being deceived. And it's not just lost people, church. It's people that have been in church for years. People who are rooted and grounded in church and rooted and grounded in the Word. But because some man says he's somebody, they've been deceived and they've been led away. And I've seen this personally, firsthand. So I know that it's happening. So the first thing that you have to be careful of is religion. Now, religion is a broad spectrum, church.
It is.
When I say religion, I ain't talking about Christianity. I'm talking about religion. And religion is basically any group of people who have established themselves to come together and agree on one thing, some specific thing. Now, Christianity is a religion, and we believe in Christ. But there are other religions out there that do not believe in Christ. And there are religions out there that are false, that are not true, that are not biblical. And people are being deceived by that. They're falling into that trap. So that's the first one. I want to go ahead and get that one out of the way. Because that one's usually the harder one. And to be honest with you, a lot of people today obviously are surprised by that. You say, well, how can they be surprised by that? Well, people are getting caught up in it, ain't they? So they're surprised by it. They don't realize. They don't understand it. The second one is in Judges, the 16th chapter, and we're going to do quite a bit of reading here. And it's in chapter 16, verses 4 through 21. Very familiar scripture. We all know the story. But for the sake of the message tonight, we're going to go ahead and read it anyway. It says, "And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman," talking about Samson, "in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her, and said unto her, Entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber, and she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he broke the withs as a thread, and tow his broken when it toucheth the fire, so his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liers in wait abiding in the chamber, and he brake them from off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if thou weavest the 7 locks of my head with the web. And she fastened it with the pin and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awaked out of his sleep and went away with the pin and the beam and with the web. And she said unto him, how canst thou say I love thee when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times and hast not told me wherein thy strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and he called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with feathers of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Now you see why I didn't have y'all stand for that one. Amen. But it's quite a bit of reading there. But there's a lot in this, and I want to say that the thing that Samson was deceived by here was love. So we can be deceived by love. We can be blinded by love. And not see, not really comprehend and understand the dangers that await us because of love. Because we have forsaken all that we know because we care so much for this person or that person. We can forsake all that we know and not stand true to what we would normally stand true to, because he did some things here that he would have normally not done, church. All for the sake of love. Love will blind you. Love will deceive you if you're not careful. Because it's not always a two-way street. But the other thing that I want to point out in this scripture, and this is why I read the whole scripture and not just the last part of it, is the fact that He flirted with deception himself. Because he deceived her many times. And he kept flirting with it and flirting with it and flirting with it. And I'll tell you, church, if you're deceptive, your deceit will come back upon you. Amen. If you go around deceiving people, that'll come back to you and it'll haunt you. So don't be deceptive in business or any other thing. Somebody, I think it was just Terry that just, or Scott just ministered that recently about, so maybe we need it for some reason, right? But in all seriousness, he kept flirting with that. And you can't flirt with sin. And you can't flirt with deception. And you can't manipulate the words of God to suit your lifestyle or to suit the things that you want to do. You can't play around with God like that. And that's what caused him to fall. That's what caused him to fail. He flirted around with it. He played with it. He found humor in it. He thought that it was fun. He was enjoying himself. Amen. And it come back to haunt him. It come back to destroy him completely. Everything that he was. It said that he didn't even know that the Lord had forsaken him, that the Lord had left him. That he didn't have the Lord's power anymore. He didn't realize that. Because he kept flirting with it. Kept testing it. Don't test God. Don't try Him in that manner. The next verse of Scripture is in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. It says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us, and have given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness, for covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become of saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children in the light." So we see here there's two things in here that can deceive us. Sin can deceive us. We can get caught up in sin if we're not careful, and it'll deceive us. But the main thing that I want to point out in this is people can deceive you. And people will try to deceive you. Amen. Church, the devil don't care who he uses. He'll send everybody that he can to try to deceive you and to try to lure you away and try to make you think, well, church just ain't that important. Well, God just ain't that important. As Terry has alluded already here tonight to some of the ones that are going to college, you're going to be faced with a lot of that. A lot of people that are going to tell you that the Word is not true, the Bible is not true. That just to forsake it, that you don't need to go to church, you need to be in class, or you need to do this, or you need to do that. But what you need to do is stand on what you know. What you know. And what you know is the Word of God. That's the only thing that you have to stand on. Church, that's the only thing that I have to stand on. That's the only thing that any of us have to stand on. And we know that it's true. We don't... But man will try to deceive you. And he'll try to trip you up. Ricky says it a lot in Sunday school. You know, people will try to use the Word to try to trip you up. And they'll try to use the Word to manipulate the Word. Amen. Yep. Have you never had it happen to you? Have you never had somebody come to you and show you a couple of scriptures and say, well, this really means this. or to go to another verse of scripture that doesn't have anything to do with that and see what this means. See, they manipulate one another. No. No, you're just not reading it the right way. You're not comprehending it the right way. Can I tell you that somebody that's lost cannot comprehend the Word of God? They can know it. Amen? They can know it. They can know what it says. They can know where the Scriptures are. They can know this Scripture is in this place. And that's better than what I can do most times. But they have no understanding of it. My brother can quote Scripture to you all day long, but he has no understanding of it. He studied it for the wrong reason. He studied it to use it against people. Because at one time he was a worshiper of Satan. But he studied the Bible, the Holy Bible, to use that against people. That's what he built it on. But he had no knowledge of it. He had no understanding of it. He just thought of it as words. It was just words to him. Just a normal book. Right? So he's one of those people that I'm talking about. That will try to deceive you. That will try to corrupt you. To try to manipulate you into thinking, this word is not true. But I'm telling you, this word is true. It stood longer than any other book. It's found it. It's been around a long time, church. And I believe it because I've seen too many things that make me believe. Amen? Too much has happened in my Christianity to make me believe that for somebody to come to me and manipulate me and tell me that it's not true. I've had close, dear people to me try to deceive me and try to get me to turn myself from the direction that I'm going in. Have you? I'm sure we all have. Amen? The next scripture is in 1 Corinthians verses 16-18. Says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Do you know that tonight? Y'all sound like it. I'm going to ask you again. Do you know that tonight? Amen. You are the temple of God, and God dwelleth in you. Amen. Amen? You got to know that, because if you don't know that, you will be deceived. You have to know it. You have to believe it. Amen? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Now listen to this, because this is what shocks a lot of people. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. Let no man deceive himself. Now how many of you want to deceive yourself? None of you? Are you sure? Boy, y'all look sure. But by the Word, it tells us here that it is possible, isn't it? We can deceive our own selves. We can get so puffed up and so high-minded and thinking that we're something that we know so much that we can deceive ourselves. We can be the very root and the very cause of our own destruction. We can be the ones that destroy us. We can be the one to deceive us. We can be the one to talk ourselves out of what we have. Amen. We can be the one to talk ourselves into destruction. Deceiving ourselves. I walked a walk one time that I'm not proud of. And in that time, I did a lot of deceiving of myself, Scott. I thought I had it all figured out, church. And have you ever met somebody who was in sin that didn't think they had it all figured out? Thought they knew it all. Thought they had it all under control. And see, at one time I thought I knew a lot. Then I had teenage daughters. And I realized just how stupid I was. And just how little I really knew. Because they had reminded me that, "Oh, Dad, you don't know what you're talking about." But I do know what I'm talking about because I'm a voice of experience. I'm not proud of that. But I say that to say this. I hope and pray that my daughters and that none of your children ever experience the things that I experienced in my sin. I hope and pray that they never experience it. But I do know some things. I've been through some things. But my problem when I was in sin is I thought I knew everything. I thought I had it all under control. I thought I had the world by the tail. I know it all. You can't tell me nothing. You couldn't tell me that I needed Jesus in that time. But I'm glad that somebody did. I'm glad that somebody continued to. I'm glad that they didn't give up, but they kept every day. You need Jesus. And I couldn't get away with them without quitting my job. Because I had to see them every day at work. I was surrounded by them, Rick. Amen. And God knew that it was going to take more than one. God knew that I was one of those people that had to be surrounded. Because for so many years, church, I had deceived myself into believing that the lifestyle I was living was all that there was for me. Do you hear what I'm saying tonight? You can deceive yourself. Sinners have deceived themselves for years into believing that what they have is all that there is to offer. If they only knew, church. But we can deceive ourselves as well in thinking that we really know it all. That we're really something special. We've got to realize and understand that we're supposed to be humble. We're supposed to be meek. Amen. We're not supposed to lead with an iron fist. Sometimes it takes that. Amen. But the majority of the time it takes that meekness, that humbleness. How many of you think you know everything tonight? You won't raise your hand. You won't raise your hand even if you do think it. Amen. Because of what I'm preaching tonight, y'all, I ain't raising my hand. He'll have me figure it out. Well, see, I might not have you figured out, but if you're in that position, God does. And I'm not nearly as important as He is. What I know or what I think, it's not going to matter on Judgment Day. Amen? See, when we get up there and we're standing before the judgment, you can holler out and say, "Well, there's Brother Rob. He knows what kind of person I was. Come on, Brother Rob. You got to tell him." It ain't going to matter. I say, "Oh yeah, they all right people. I love them. They were good to me. Stood behind me, Lord. Prayed for me. Man, they were good people." He's going to say, "Yeah." Hopefully he doesn't say this. But if you're a deceitful person, if you deceived yourself, he's going to say, "Yeah. But I still have somewhat against them." Amen. So he ain't going to say that to us. You better read the book of Revelations. But we're the church. Yeah. So were they. Amen. We got to be careful, church. That's all I'm saying tonight. I'm not saying that anybody here is deceitful. I'm not saying that you're deceiving anybody else. I'm not even saying that you're deceiving yourself. But I'm giving you warning to be careful. Be careful. Because it's so easy to be deceived. So easy. And I sit here and I've told you a lot of different things, but I haven't even scratched the surface tonight. I really haven't. There's so many other things that can deceive you. You can be deceived by automobiles, by homes, by money, by jobs, so many things that can lure you away and deceive you. And you notice tonight that there's one who is the great deceiver. I haven't focused much on him, have I? Because he doesn't deserve any glory. But he is our opponent, church. He is who we battle against daily. And he's going to use every trick, everything that he can, church, to try to deceive us. Don't flirt with it. Don't be like Samson and flirt with it and think that you're so powerful, you're so strong, and just like all the other times that you overcome this, or just like all the other times that you've overcome that you'll overcome it again. Because that's what he did. What did he say when he got up the last time? He said, I will go out and defeat the Philistines just as I have all the other times before. See, he kept playing with it and playing with it and playing with it, thinking, I'm too strong. I can overcome this. So in retrospect, he actually deceived himself, didn't he? Amen. Church, don't be deceived. Keep your guard up. Be aware. Be alert. Listen to the alarms. Have you ever been in a place where you was being tempted, where you was being tested, and the alarms were going off? Well, you're bad, because it does every time. He said, there is no temptation that will come your way that he will not first give you what? A way of escape. An alarm. Amen? A warning. So maybe you're getting ready to step into a place tomorrow or next week or next month where you're going to be tested and maybe deceived if you're not careful. So you've been warned tonight. I know it seems a little rough, but it's a warning. Warnings are rough sometimes. Amen. You ever been woke up in the middle of the night by a tornado warning? Scary feeling, ain't it? Not pleasant. Amen. And you wake up, you run, and you dive under the bed, or you jump in the bathtub, or wherever it is that you go during tornadoes. Myself, I go out on the front porch and watch. Not that bright, I understand, but that's what I do while Debbie and them's hiding in the hallway. It's not very fun, it's not very pleasant, especially when you find out it's just a warning and nothing happens. And then the next time it does it again and nothing happens. And the next time again and nothing happens. And eventually what happens? What do? You get deceived and you stay in the bed. Amen. You think, oh, it's just another warning. And I tell you, there's a lot of times in church that we do that. The warning comes, the man of God stands behind the pulpit, and God delivers a warning through him, and we hear it so many times that we start letting our guard down. That we stop listening to the alarms, and we say, oh, he's just preaching on that again. Mm-hmm. Then we're deceived. We find ourselves in trouble. And we wonder, how did I get here? Don't be deceived, church. Don't be deceived by love. Don't be deceived by religion. Don't be deceived by man. Don't be deceived by yourself. And don't be deceived by the devil. Keep your guard up. Listen to the warnings. Take heed to the warnings. Apply them to your life. Open your heart to them. And let it sink in. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer.